From the Mills Fleet Farm Studios, WGDX Lakeville, WRXP Cambridge, WGBZ Eden Prairie, a Cumulus station. We're live.
Live!
From the Twin Cities with the Bob Sansevier Show. Great guests, interviews, and over 30 years of sports insight.
I'm pretty good at my job.
Here's the host of the show, Bob Sansevier.
Stewart racing into the St. Louis zone. Stewart scores! Fontaine holds, throws it toward the net. They score! Brandlin looking for a lane, plays it up high to Brodin. Brodin fires, knocked down, they score! Parisi on the rebound. Boyle to Fontaine. Works to the middle. Fontaine scores! Hominville hands it off to Koivu. They score! Sellout crowd applauds a 6-3 win over the division-leading Blues.
That's pretty good. Six scores in the game. Your Wild Saturday night beat St. Louis. They've got a one-point lead in the wild card. You know, it's become a two-team race for the wild card. It's them and Winnipeg. They hold a one-point lead over Winnipeg. And I don't know if you'd rather be the first or the second seed. Because if you're the second seed, then you wind up getting St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
And that's what the team they just beat. And it's if you wind up, what do you wind up getting if you're the first seed?
Anaheim? Probably.
So second seed might be better than first seed because they've had success against them.
Yeah.
Right?
At least recently.
Yeah.
Two wins against St. Louis in 7 days.
And you know what? And we talk about recent. Since they acquired Devan Dubnyk, an NHL best 22-6-2 since that trade on January 14th, and they have a league-high 93 goals in that period. This team, it's on fire.
Yeah.
Now, tonight, I mean, they got a game that, they should be okay. They got Toronto tonight, and then they're at the Islands back-to-back road games. You know, after all those play a game, have a night off, play a game, they've the next two sets of games, and then they don't play until Friday, but then they're back-to-back at home with Calgary and the LA Kings. A couple of teams that they're certainly going to want to take care of business with. And speaking care of taking care of business, a big weekend for your University of Minnesota hockey teams. Gopher men win the Big Ten. Good for them. Congratulations. But the big story is the Gopher women's hockey team. They have won their third national title in the last four seasons. And we're going to have the coach, Brad Frost, and the young lady who scored, a senior, Megan Lawrence, who actually scored the deciding goal. It's the third goal after they'd taken a 2-1 lead. They went up a couple of goals, then it got to 2-1, and then she basically gave them breathing room, and the final goal was an empty netter. But this team did what they had to do, knocking off Harvard yesterday, and people heard it here on 105 The Ticket. So congratulations for them and their 4-1 win, and congratulations to Brad Frost. And Megan Lawrence she's been a member of all three of those national championship teams. So that's not too shabby. They'll be with us in our next segment. And by the way, I want to throw this number out. 651-989-9105 is that number. 651-989-9105. If you want to talk about hockey. And also, I'm not avoiding this, but we're going to talk about brackets in a minute. I am getting my ass kicked.
I don't know if I want to talk about it either.
Well, you know what really chaps my buns? And it's easy to say shoulda, woulda. The bracket we did for 105 The Ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I did another one, that Brad Johnson challenge. I meant to go back and then forgot about it because I picked Michigan State in the challenge that we do.
Yeah.
To win, which they did, beat Virginia, and have them go to the Final Four. I think they're going to wind up going to the Final Four.
They've got a relatively easy run to it now.
Well, they have to knock off Oklahoma, which I think they'll do.
They're overrated.
Then they got to beat the NC State Louisville winner. And, Louisville's not shabby by any means. It's got a Patino that wins.
Yeah, it's
by the
not
way,
a bad thing to have.
Do you hear what the Patino that wins said? And I agree with him. You know, get rid of the mandatory year and you can't go into the end of the NBA until you're 19. Do away with it. Go back to that. If a kid wants a leap from high school to the NBA, let him. There's no reason
I think
not
it makes
to.
The college game more competitive, forcing them to...
For a year.
That's fine.
You one and done.
One and done, and make it 2 years.
Well, I don't think they're going to ever do that. Because they're basically once you turn 18, I mean, you should have the right to go after some money. Because a lot of these guys, the only thing they want to do is play basketball.
They can't even rent cars yet.
No, they can't. Not until, what is it, 25 to rent a car?
Yeah.
Are you old enough to rent a car? Yeah, you're old enough, right?
Big shot.
No, all the time I rent cars. Love it.
I don't, I've never quite understood that, why you have to wait till you're 25.
No idea. Like, it might be an insurance.
I mean, I know people who are 16 and drive better than people who have been driving for 20 years. Just take a look. I saw a woman driving, and this is a few months ago, and she was pretty adept at it. On 394, driving with her knees while she had the visor down and she was putting on her makeup, and she was talking, so I'm guessing she had the Bluetooth, so she was talking on her phone while putting on her eye makeup and with the visor down and driving with her knees. That takes a skill.
That's multitasking.
Except I don't consider that very safe. Now, what about the other, what do you think of your other brackets? Kentucky is actually, I don't think it's a slam dunk. They're going to beat West Virginia. And then this game, by the way, might be the best of the Sweet 16 games. Notre Dame against Wichita State.
That should be a fun one.
That's the one I'm looking forward to the most of all the games yet to be played. And there's some other good ones, too. And then, obviously, the winner of Kentucky and West Virginia, they wind up playing the winner of Notre Dame-Wichita State. And if Kentucky survives, I don't think they're going to get past the winner of that game, because both of those teams can bring it.
Bob Huggins is 8-2 all-time coaching against Calipari.
It's a pretty damn good record. There goes back to Cincinnati, too, right?
Yeah.
It has to. When he was, when Calipari was ruining two programs.
It was Memphis.
Or getting in trouble with two programs.
Yeah, that'll happen.
He didn't ruin them. He did, actually, when you get sanctions against you. And then you got Wisconsin, North Carolina. That's a good one. Xavier against Arizona. You know, there's not a one at the only game. Well, this team stuns me. I honestly don't understand how UCLA is still in this thing. I didn't expect them to get out of the first round. And that's one of the teams people were team people bitch about getting in, and then he wind up having the big run.
Well, they got lucky in the first round. On that goaltending call?
Yeah. How do you not intervene? I mean, how does that happen?
I have no idea.
To make that call at that point of the game.
The fix was in.
Well, something was in. Not the ball, obviously.
Definitely not.
And then they wanted to crush Alabama-Birmingham, but now they got Gonzaga, which, you know, Gonzaga puts together the good record, but I've never been blown out. Even going back to when they played the Gophers and wound up changing the course of their history, I've never just been that big on them. I don't know, because they don't really play much competition.
No, they don't.
Certainly, they've won the two games, beat North Dakota State and Iowa, couple of our surrounding teams out here. But Gonzaga against UCLA and Duke against Utah. Duke is still, I think that's the team. I mean, I picked them, so it's my only hope in some of these. I'd have very little, if any, shot of winning one of these, winning a bracket. I only did two. But I'd at least like to get the winning team, which I had as Duke in both.
I did too, and unfortunately the one on 105theticket.com is the one that I went back and edited.
What'd you change it to?
I changed Buffalo to beating West Virginia. I changed SMU to winning their first couple games, and I didn't change the Baylor-Georgia State game, which I thought I did. So I just made it worse.
That first day was a day.
Yeah.
For upsets. The next day wasn't so bad. Friday's games weren't too, too bad. By the way, again, if you want to weigh in, 651-989-9105, 651-989-9105. I want to hear, you know who's winning? The one bracket I'm in is like, what is there, like 90 people in it, the Brad Johnson challenge that Vike fans does. Jim Rich is winning that, and he's like second in our challenge.
Yeah. Who knew Jim Newstaff?
He's a hockey guy. You know what he did? He probably did what Diane Chambers did in Cheers, picked the dominant flower of the state or whatever, maybe based it on who had a better looking logo or maybe a better hockey team or club hockey team.
And my bracket looks terrible, but I did mention on these very airwaves that Villanova would be the first seed, the first number one to drop.
And it's the only number
so
one
I got
to drop.
Something, right?
And, I'm watching this, and I was excited because I honestly, in my head, remembered picking in both of these brackets that I did Michigan State because I meant to go, like you said, you forgot to go back, as did I. So I didn't make any difference in the one. I was all pumped. And then I looked. I said, that's not really too good news, is it? Didn't quite work out the way I had hoped. But I'm it's been a great tournament so far. And it's never a bad tournament.
No.
You know what I mean? Every year there's upsets and there's teams. Looking at it now, I mean, who, when you look at what's left, are you, who do you consider a Cinderella? I mean, UCLA is the lowest or the highest seed, however you want to look at it. They're the worst seed at 11. But if they beat Gonzaga, that's not going to shock me.
I'm happy to see Wichita State finally getting a crack at Kansas after the Jayhawks have avoided playing them several times in the regular season over the past decade.
And they made it clear who was the better team.
They were ready.
78-65, and then that was yesterday's games. That was, you know, the last I had yesterday, I had the TV on with the games, and then I was, you know, listening. We had 105theticket.com, and then I was watching the NCAA.com feed of the women's hockey, the Gopher women beating Harvard. The problem is it keeps buffering. So the 105theticket.com, you know, nothing syncs up. That guy, by the way, that does the one that does the hockey games for the Gopher women,
Dan Hammond.
He's terrific.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he really. I don't want to say this wrong, but he should be doing that and other hockey too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy's really good at what he does. I'm surprised he's not doing it at a higher level, and by that, even NHL games. Because the guys, if he sends those tapes, people are going to be impressed with what he does. Now, I listened a little bit to the woman who does the NCAA.com. You can Megan Lawrence is going to be our guest in a few minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have Megan Lawrence, who's scores. Megan Lawrence scores, and then 3, 2, 1, 1. There's like a 5 to 10 second block before you get anything else out of her. So it's it wasn't exactly the woman was, I guess, fine doing it, but this guy was so much better. What's his last name? Dan
Hammond.
Dan Hammond. Do you know him?
Well, I've just talked to him when we run games.
Oh, that's right. Were you here for either of the games this weekend?
Not this
weekend. Friday or Sunday's game?
No.
Yeah, because he really does do a nice job. We should get him on, too.
Well, actually, we'll hear a clip of him in the next segment.
Leading into our guests.
Yeah.
Brad Frost and Megan Lawrence, who Brad, you know, he's got a dynasty there.
A little bit.
It's a factory. They just keep churning out great teams. And what was that? I did guarantee that one, right?
Yeah.
So I'm 2 for 2 on guarantees. Didn't guarantee the first time I saw him play against Wisconsin. It was new to me. And then last year, I didn't have a great feeling about this Clarkson thing when they played. And they wound up losing to Clarkson, unfortunately. But the team is back, and he is, we'll talk to him when he joins us in just a couple of minutes about how loaded that team of his is going to be. And there is one other thing before we take a quick break and be joined by Brad Frost and Megan Lawrence from the University of Minnesota. Women's hockey team, national champions. Darren Sharper. This guy, I don't understand. And I want to. I put a call out to our guy Marsh Hallberg. He may be in court now because I want to hear from him. How you wind up? You're charged with sexual assault in at least 4 different states, and they concurrently get together and give him no more than 9 years in prison, and he could be out in 38 months, according to one report. How is that possible?
No, that's a shame.
Well, they didn't want to go through it. It's too much trouble to go through it. This guy should be gone for life. Anyway, we'll talk more about the Sharper case as we go along. But happy stuff coming up. National champions, Brad Frost, coach of the Gophers women's team, and Megan Lawrence, one of the star players on that team. We'll be right back.
The Bob Sansevier Show, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
That one knocked down, and for the sixth time in school history, the Golden Gophers are NCAA champions of women's ice hockey.
That was heard on 105theticket.com. We are joined by the head coach of the University of Minnesota women's hockey team and a 3-time national champion as head coach. You were involved in 2, Brad Frost is what I'm talking about, in 2 or all 3 of the previous ones?
Just 2.
Okay, and the first one was not NCAA, right?
It was the year before the NCAA sponsored women's ice hockey.
That's right.
But they had their Frozen Four and those types of things. It just wasn't NCAA related.
And also joined by Megan Lawrence, forward on the team, a senior who, by the way, Megan, your goal is what let people wipe their brow and say, whew.
Because well, thank
you. I was worried about my guarantee for a few moments there.
So was I.
That was a huge goal because it gave you that 3-1 cushion. And it's, I mean, Brad, you've been through four of these now, and obviously three of the last four you won back to back. And then last year you lost to Clarkson. This year you obviously won. And for you, how tough was it to, because that gal was a wall from Harvard.
Yeah, she played. Yeah, she's actually Team Canada's national team goalie for the World Championships that are coming up, and their other goalie for Canada is Anne-Renee Desbiens, the goalie from Wisconsin. So we had to beat a couple of real good goalies, but I think our goaltender, Amanda Lebier, who hasn't gotten as many looks from the Canadian national team as maybe she deserves, I thought she really represented herself great.
And Megan, you obviously have Amanda as a teammate. I'm guessing you wouldn't trade her for anyone because she's as good as anybody out there.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. She comes in every day, every practice, every game, and she's kept us in multiple games. And just in the locker room, she's great to have around. She gets her insights on other goalies, and just really great kid to have around.
Now, Megan, this is your third national title, too, because you're a senior.
Yeah.
How do they – can you distinguish them? I mean, the first one had to be exciting. The second one – how's this one fit in?
They're all very unique. The first one, I guess, it was pretty special because we hadn't won it in a while. And then my second one, it was an undefeated season, so that was pretty special, and to win it at home. But this one, I don't know, it hasn't really sunk in yet. Just winning it in front of our home crowd again, it was a great atmosphere last night, and that's something I'll always remember. Well, I can't really rank them 1, 2, 3, I guess.
We're joined by Megan Lawrence from the Gophers women's hockey team and Coach Brad Frost. Megan, I wanted to ask you also, did you think about what happened last year? Was that motivation? And once you get on the ice, you don't even think of those things, or do you?
No, we definitely thought about it. I brought it up in the locker room before the game, and just for the returners who was on the team last year, I go, remember how it felt last year, because I remember everyone sitting in the locker room crying and how bad that loss felt to us. So I definitely brought it up before the game, and we definitely use that as motivation.
Now, Brad, I tweeted between periods, I wonder if Brad will give the Herbie speech. You know which one I'm talking about. You lose this game, you'll take it to your blanking or your bleeping graves.
We kind of gave them that on Saturday as we were preparing to go into that game. Not because Harvard was a bad team by any stretch of the imagination, but I think last year our team took Clarkson a little lightly. Yeah. They were a team from out east. Not a lot of people knew about them. We as coaches knew that they were a great team, but trying to communicate that to our players was maybe a little hollow at the time, because they just felt like, well, we're in our third national championship in a row, so we'll just go and win this one as well. And obviously Clarkson had something to do about that. And so we didn't play our best game last year, which was disappointing. But our kids really did learn from that, and they were motivated this year. I thought last night, from the drop of the puck, our team played a complete 60 minutes, maybe even arguably one of the best games that we played all year.
And in the... Also, in the second period, I mean, Harvard, they were coming. Amanda did a terrific job to only give up a goal, because they didn't have a lot of shots, but they were in your end quite a bit.
Yeah, they were. They hemmed us in a little bit in the second period, but, you know, we certainly outchanced them. But Amanda, I think about 3 or 4 minutes into the game, made a huge glove save on a really bad turnover by us. If that goes in and it's 1-0 Harvard, that's... obviously a lot different, but we were able to continue to push the pace, and Megan Wolf, who is a converted forward back to defense for us, scored a beautiful goal with about a minute left in the first, and those goals at the end of periods are really backbreakers for teams.
They're crushing, yeah, because you take that into your locker room.
Yeah.
Now, Megan, again, talking to Brad Frost and Megan Lawrence from the University of Minnesota women's hockey team. Megan, we've seen what Devin Dubnyk has done for the Wild. The confidence he's given to turn it around. How much does it help, and what does it do for your team, knowing you have someone like Amanda back there? Because she can handle things if she has to, one-on-one. Does it make you guys play a lot freer, knowing you don't have to protect your goalie?
Yeah, it definitely gives us... it's quite a relief knowing that Amanda's back there, and she's always there saving our backs. But, yeah, it starts from her on up. If she's playing well, then it carries on for the rest of us to play well as well.
And for you now, what you finish your year out, or do you graduate at the end of the year, or you still have more classes after this?
No, I graduate at the beginning of May.
But it's got to be weird. All of a sudden, your hockey season will be over in a couple of months.
Yeah.
Or career, or will you try to continue playing?
No, I'll just play for fun every once in a while, but it'll definitely be weird. Big transition for me, I guess, but right now I'm just trying to live up every single moment here.
Well, you should know the number. If not, I know Brad does. How many of you were part of all four national championship games? And obviously, you're a winner of three. How many of you played on all three of them?
The senior class, all four of us. So, Shiler, Saleta, Rachel Bonna, Rachel Ramsey, and myself.
So, Brad, do you not do you do many red shirts in women's hockey?
We don't really. Sydney Peters is a red shirt freshman goaltender for us, but generally we do not do that like the men.
And Amanda has 1 year left with you, right?
Amanda, yep, she's a junior. You know, her first year was our 41-0 year, yep. And Nora Ratu, as you know, was backstopping us then. Amanda played in about 10 games that year and got some good experience and was able to, while it was frustrating for her, it allowed her the opportunity to sit behind one of the best goalies in the world and watch how she practiced every day and how she played in games and really kept our team in it.
And she talked to me about that. I did something with her last week, how much she learned from Nora, who was at the game yesterday.
Yeah, she was, and it was great seeing, you know, there was probably about 10 to 15 of our alums there yesterday, and it's funny because some of them have won, been a part of our teams over the last number of years, and so when you win a national championship, you get a real nice ring, and we try and bling them out as much as possible and make them nice and big for the girls so that they never wear them, but if they ever do need to wear them, they can really show them off. So last night, a bunch of our alums had their championship rings on there for good luck.
Well, that's a great thing. Megan, what have you done with your two, and what will you do with the third one? Do you wear any of them?
No, I haven't worn them. Every day or every year when we get them, we always wear them for a day or so. But yeah, you don't really want to scratch them or anything, so they're sitting in a safe place at my place.
I never take the darn thing off.
It's yeah. So big. Well, you've got one right there. Well, but imagine that even a little.
Well, yours
bigger
is much bigger than this. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, because I designed this one though, and that's why I wear it, because we show horses, and I designed this, and we've been very fortunate to have, well, a few national champions. We've had 130 national champions.
Well, we got a ways to go.
No. But yeah. It's a horse you can win. We have a horse that's won, 10 or a dozen in one show.
Yeah.
Because they do a bunch of things. So that's a whole other world. But
it is.
What you have done too is, every University of Minnesota team has got to be jealous and very thrilled for you. Because to do what you're doing in three, you're a dynasty, Brad. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's something I know people talk about, and we're in the midst of something very special. I know that. What that will look like 10 years down the road, you know, who knows? But right now we're on a great run, and the wins are the chips are the icing on the cake. I mean, we've got great kids and a great staff and support staff, and it just makes coming to work every day a whole lot of fun.
How when you were recruited, was this the only place you even considered?
I'm a hometown Minnesota kid, so I always grew up watching the Gophers, and it was always my dream to play for the Gophers. I kept other schools as options as well, but deep down I knew playing for the Gophers was something that I really wanted to do. So,
now, do you think now your coach Brad Frost and his staff, the easiest thing they have to do is just pick up the phone? Hey, this is Coach Frost. You want to come or not? I mean, it's got to get a lot easier to recruit when you can say we've won three of the last four and we're still pretty darn good.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt, that's for sure.
The thing that impresses me with Brad Frost and Megan Lawrence, I was in his office last week, and that, is that on your desk year-round?
Oh, yeah.
The rings?
Yeah.
That, the grouping, is, what's there, 10 or 12 of them on?
I don't know. There's a bunch of WCHA rings and then five national championship rings that I've been a part of. But
now you're going to have to make it bigger, because you left two spots so you can tell gals, well, you can help us fill this. One's filled. You only have one spot left. You have to get a bigger trophy case for the rings.
Yeah, no, we'll still leave that one spot there so that people can fill it. You know, one of the things when you win the national championship, even if you've won the WCHA title, all that goes on to one ring. You know, it goes to the biggest prize. So there'd actually be a whole lot more rings there if in the years that we won the WCHA tournament and
regular season
as well as the national championship. All those three are on one ring, but we're not going to complain about that.
No, and I'm not thinking that you would. Now, if you guys could stay for one more segment, I'd love to keep you. And if anyone wants to give a call, 651-989-9105 is the number. 651-989-9105. If you'd like to talk to head coach Brad Frost or Megan Lawrence, That was an enormous goal to to give you a 3-1 lead, because honestly, a 2-1, nothing safe in a championship game.
I felt a lot better when she scored that one. Yeah,
I bet you did.
Yeah, it was a great goal.
And well, all three of them were pretty impressive.
No doubt, yeah. But, you know, when they closed it to 2-1 and then we answered a couple minutes later with Megan's goal, that was big.
Yeah. We'll come right back with Brad Frost and Megan Lawrence. And again, 651-989-9105 if you'd like to check in with them. Be right back. We're back, and we are joined by Brad Frost from the University of Minnesota women's hockey team. Won their third national title in the last four seasons, the 4-1 win over Harvard, which some might argue would not have happened had it not have been for our other guest, Megan Lawrence's big goal to make it 3-1 in yesterday's game. Because that, as we talked to Brad, that makes you breathe a little easier with a cushion in the third period.
Yeah, definitely. We were really in control of that game, 2-0. Playing really, really well, doing exactly what we wanted, making them go 200 feet to try and score, and we just have enough trust in our forwards, back checking, and our D and our goaltenders to not give one up. But they got a kind of a fluky one off a defenseman from a bad angle, and all of a sudden it's 2-1, and we just had to keep playing the way we were playing. That was it, and we were fortunate to get that goal by Megan.
Well, and Brad, the goal that they scored, Amanda, your Levier had no shot at it because she was protecting the other side of the pipe, and it just somebody, you know, she got it across to the defenseman. It was just there. I mean, no goaltender could have stopped that goal.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a really weird one. Like, the shot came from, you know, almost the goal line. And that's normally a shot that she would save 99 out of 100 times.
Oh, I thought it had more of an angle than that.
No, not much. And our defenseman had laid down in between Amanda and the shooter, and I think it just grazed our defenseman as she was going down and kind of handcuffed Amanda a little bit.
Now, Megan, when you scored, what was the first thing that went through your mind? It's over, or did you just think, wow, we got the cushion?
Definitely we got the cushion. It was just a relief. Could take your breath, I guess. And, we could play with a little more comfort. And, I don't know. It was nice to get that cushion there.
Now, I asked you about, you know, you graduated in May. What's your major? What do you want to do with your major?
I'm business and marketing and human resource and development.
Well, you're covering a lot of ground there.
Yeah, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so.
That's the I don't know what I want to do major there.
Well, now you have time to think about it once you finish saying. And I'm guessing it'll be weeks before you, not that you ever stop savoring it, but enjoying this. Because when you look back, when you're, in years from now, not when when you get to be my age, you'll forget about all of it. But when you're your coach's age, as an example, I think you'll step back and say what we did was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I don't think it's really sink in yet. Just knowing that I won three national championships, it's cool, but I don't think it's really sink in yet. Like, it should, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know if it truly... How about for you?
No.
I mean, you know, you're going to just get... You start again, and you'll have another year next year. Do you ever give yourself a chance to savor these wins?
You certainly savor them, because when you lose them, it just feels so much worse. And to win them, you know, it's easier to sleep at night. You look forward to doing radio shows, and, you know, hopefully we go and see the president again like we did a couple years ago, and throw out the first pitch at the Twins game, be honored at the Wild game, and Governor Dayton's house, and those types of things. I mean, those are, to me, that's the most fun about it is the opportunities that you get by winning a national championship.
So, talking to Brad Frost and Megan Lawrence from the Gophers women's hockey team, will this be your third trip to the White House, or did you go after each national championship?
We went in 04, and I was part of that. In 05, our team went. I didn't go that year. I was running my camp. In 2012, we did not get invited. It didn't seem like any of the NCAA teams were invited that year for one reason or another. And then in 2013, when we went undefeated, was it last year, Laura, that we went to the White House right before our NCAA tournament game?
Well, they brought you in during last season.
Yeah, because they just, you know, you get a call and you got 2 days to plan your trip, and so that was an exciting time as well.
You know what's amazing about it? You've been to the White House now a few times, yet you can't get on ESPN or any of these these major any station. I don't understand that. I mean, I mentioned I had tweeted something. ESPNU is showing college baseball, and I know it's TBS, you said, that has the rights to your your...
CBS.
CBS.
Originally, and then if they don't want it, it goes to ESPN, and if they don't want it, it goes to...
Oh, so that's how it went down.
Yeah.
ESPN could have put you on instead of a regular season college baseball game. Well, that's ridiculous.
I suppose they could have, yes.
But, I'm not going to drag you into it. I'm just going to say it's ridiculous that you are not on there, because it could expose people, parts of the country that don't have hockey... Or aren't into it, but still, it's a national championship game. And aren't they going to have sports like fencing and bowling on ESPN?
Yeah, that'll be coming up in a couple weeks if anybody wants to watch it.
Oh, my God.
You know, I think, I don't know, I think we're hurt a little bit by the timing of our championship, with it being as March Madness is going on and those types of things. But we were on TV in 2004, 2005, we were on TV, and about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, they took it off, all the women's coaches have really fought to try and get it back on, but we need somebody to really believe in us at ESPN or somewhere over there to say, yeah, we're willing to pick it up and pay for it.
And it can't be that. I mean, they're not going to be spending. It's not like it's going to crush them financially.
No, I think they're doing pretty well for themselves.
Yeah, I would think
there.
So. But I mean, that's the one thing that irked me, and I'm sure it would piss off a lot of your fans. College baseball was on.
Yeah, and I mean, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, the Big Ten Network tried to pick up the championship game, but they couldn't come to an agreement with Turner Broadcasting, and that was our undefeated championship game, and so that's really when a lot of attention was brought to it, because the Big Ten was willing to do it, but Turner was asking, and the NCAA was just asking too much.
Well, and I had said that last week, that why didn't the Big Ten try to get this one? Because they were guaranteed going to the semifinals, a Big Ten team, either you or Wisconsin. Of course, when people make guarantees, they know who the winner's going to be.
Yeah, when you make guarantees. But, with the Big Ten, that's the other thing is not the championship game yesterday, but on Friday night was the men's Big Ten
yep.
hockey tournament. So obviously they couldn't have showed that. But I don't fault the Big Ten Network for not showing it, because they tried to do it a couple of years ago and it didn't work out.
Now, Megan, I'm sure that from a player perspective, we're talking to Megan Lawrence and Brad Frost, the coach of the Gophers women. You don't really care. I mean, you'd love it to be on TV so a lot of your friends would see, but as long as you get a chance to play in it, that's what matters.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about the opportunity. And just throughout the years that I've been here, it's cool to see the game grow with having our rink being sold out. And because when I first got here, we had a good crowd, but it wasn't nearly like it has been the past couple years, I guess. So it's been fun to see the game grow. But, it'd be definitely cool to see it on TV. But... yeah, it's been cool to see the game grow anyway.
And Ritter has been a great choice, because I remember the first year when you beat Wisconsin, your first national championship, you were up in Duluth, and I was stunned that it was not packed, because you had two teams that weren't that... It really wasn't that hard for anyone to travel from either team.
Yeah, it's a great point. I think... as you mentioned, having it in Ritter Arena is just the cream of the crop. It was packed in there last night. It's so loud. It's so intimidating for other teams. I think, unfortunately, if we weren't in it, you might have seen half the people there, even the people that bought tickets. I think a lot of people bought tickets hoping that we would be in there. Had we not advanced to the Frozen Four, there might have been about 1,500 people there, which... again, people want to cheer for the team that they cheer for, and having it at Ritter and us being in there has been great.
Well, next year it's at New Hampshire, is that right?
Yeah, next year's New Hampshire, and then it goes to St. Louis. Lindenwood University is hosting it, and then it's back at Ritter Arena in 2018 as well. But, to have the championship in 2013 and 2015 at Ritter Arena.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was real, real special.
Well, the whole New Hampshire thing, they're rarely involved in a Frozen Four, or am I forgetting them?
Yeah, no, they've struggled over the last 4 or 5 years, but that's where we won it in 2005 out there.
Okay.
But again, it's women's hockey is still a very... regional sport, and people in the areas, love the game, but they want to cheer for their own teams as well in those Frozen Fours.
Well, I want to, Brad, this has been great. Brad Frost, the coach of the Gopher women's hockey team. Megan Lawrence, who scored the key goal, made it 3-1 in a 4-1 win over Harvard. Thank you to both of you for joining us, and I'm not even going to wait till next year. I'm guaranteeing a fourth national title in five seasons.
That
next
used to
year in New Hampshire.
That used to bother me, but
now you kind of like it.
Yeah, well, now that you've guaranteed it twice and it's worked, I guess we'll just go with it.
And as I did not guarantee the Clarkson game for some reason, I didn't get around to doing that.
I was wondering whose fault that was, and now
well,
I
blame
know it's
me.
Yours.
It's
yeah.
absolutely my fault for that. Well, Megan could have scored a few more goals in that game too.
That would have helped.
I'm still blaming you.
No, I'll take the rap on that one. And that first one was, well, that was a lot of fun. And honestly, Brad, if people haven't seen your teams play, you got to go out and take a look, because your players are, I mean, these are some of the best players in the world.
Yeah, they are. I mean, three of our players just left this morning. I feel bad for Danny Cameronese, Hannah Brandt, and Lee Steckline, but they left this morning to head with the U.S. national team as they're about to head over to Sweden for the World Championships.
Well, nothing wrong with that, but again, didn't have much time to savor. Again, thank you so much to Brad Frost and to Megan Lawrence. Congratulations again on your national championship. We're going to take a quick break, come right back with Kelly in Vegas, talk to her about what's happening in the NCAA. See if her bracket's got destroyed like mine did. We'll be right back.